Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, another great one to bring us into the 5 o'clock hour, Jack.
Oh, you're not a fan of the song?
I was born in a small town.
Yeah, a little Mellencamp. I mean, it seems like a Friday song.
No, I mean... I mean, if you want low energy coming in the 5 o'clock hour, sure.
I don't think that's low energy.
Well, it's like give me a drink and
sweet. Yeah, it's Friday afternoon. I need a little more. I don't know, a little more
edge.
Yeah, a little sass.
John wants some sass.
Do you call him? Do you call him John Cougar Mellencamp, or do you call him just John Cougar, or just John Mellencamp?
John Cougar Mellencamp.
He added the Cougar, right? Like that wasn't someone didn't call him that.
I don't believe it's on. I don't think it's on his birth certificate. Oh, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah. That's...
All right, well, there you have it. All right, so the Phils, they get a starter, they get a potential closer. Jack, do you think that they use Ian Kennedy in the closer role, or are they going to mix and match?
Girardi just talked and said he's going to use him late innings, but didn't say closer.
Okay.
Specifically.
Ultimately, he may end up being the closer, but like right now, I'm comfortable with what they've been doing, which is kind of using
Ranger
sometimes
as the closer.
Sometimes it's been Ranger, sometimes it's been some other guys. I mean, it's...
Isn't that part of the problem, though? Not giving, you know, not having concrete roles, and you hear that a lot from like bullpen guy relievers, where if they don't know their specific role, it's very difficult to prepare properly because you don't know when you're going into a game.
I agree with you, and I agree with that. I just don't think they have the bodies to do it, and frankly, maybe Ian Kennedy is best equipped to do it right now. It's not like he has a ton of experience closing. They gave 30 saves 1 year, and he has 16 so far this year. I mean, it makes sense.
That's a decent sample size,
but,
though.
But here's another thing. I remember when they traded for David Phelps, and I was the big dumbass that said like, oh, Phelps, oh, he's awesome, blah 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 blah. Maybe they could even use him as the closer, and he was terrible.
Yeah, he was bad.
Phelps. So hopefully Kennedy's better than that. The Joe Girardi connection too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he's going back ways, but yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah. He's got the Girardi connection. Yeah.
All right.
Well, similar years to Phelps last year and Kennedy this year.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
No, I know,
Jack?
That's why.
Nothing.
Oh,
everything's fine, John.
Phelps.
Sorry.
You two. What are you? Can I be happy for 5 minutes?
No, but
they made a trade for the good.
Even at that point, I remember my buddy JB texting me and saying, "Oh, well, Phelps is the closer," and I'm like, "Yeah, I really don't think they traded for him to be the closer." So I don't know if they traded for him to be up. He's the closer.
I can't imagine they're envisioning Ranger Suarez to be the closer the final 2 months of the season.
He's been fine.
He's been fine, yeah, but it's a very limited sample size. And he was their best reliever, who they forced to be closer because they had no other options.
Well, it's good that you still have Alvarado. I mean, I guess it's good that you still have Alvarado as a lefty that
flip
can
a coin
pitch
on
the seventh
him.
Or the eighth inning. Yeah, well, I mean, how'd you like to be up there batting against him throwing 100 miles an hour? It could go anywhere.
That's true.
But anyway, I mean, your bullpen's better.
The bullpen is better. The starting rotation is better.
Starting rotation is better.
And you have another player on defense. Listen, I mean, I know it's more a name with Freddie Galvis than anything. There's some people liked him and others were whatever about him. But he's an upgrade at defense when you need someone. So let me go back for a moment. Because here's the thing. Everybody's on, oh, they got to sell. And then it's, well, they're right in it, so buy. You can't have it both ways, right? If you go all in, you're giving up whatever you have left in your system, you know, in the hopes of the here and
now. They weren't going to go all in.
Which nobody feels they have a chance of legitimately doing anything in terms of a postseason run, right?
Yep.
So you can go sell. Oh, well, if you sell, you got to blow it up and start over. This is the happy medium. It's a small upgrade when you're 3.5 games back of the Mets. I realize that New York and Atlanta had upgrades at the deadline. But you're trying to keep pace, and you're saying, all right, we're still in this race. Let's keep you interested into September and see what happens. And this and that's accomplished. They did exactly that.
You're going to bring your whole family to go see Kyle Gibson start?
Yeah, no, it doesn't do anything at the box office.
Well, there'll be plenty of seats available.
But, John, there'll be plenty of seats available. Go to Phillies.com. But to your point, like, they're I would say, slightly better on paper. They gave up Spencer Howard, which, by the way, like, everybody wants Spencer Howard out of town, and I'm fine with that. But, it doesn't mean that he had no value at all. He still had value out there, right? Like Ben Simmons looked like he shot 34% from the free throw line, right? Like, he still has value, and I know he's an all-star. It's not exactly, an apples
to apples. It's hard to compare the
but
two.
But my point is that we look at Ben Simmons and say, who the hell would want him? There's teams out there that want Ben Simmons, right?
Sure.
They see, like, I know what I can get out of this guy.
Because there is a track record of success.
But Spencer Howard has the tools, is what I'm saying. He has the tools to be good. So, like, here's the bottom line. Because if you're serious and you really want to be in, and it's not talking about going all in, it's not you're trading your top prospects that you don't want to.
Yeah.
Sometimes money talks, right? And if you say, hey, you don't have to send us any money in this deal, we want the player. But that means that then they go into the luxury tax threshold. They elected not to do that.
They did. You're right. No, they got $4 million back in that trade to stay under the luxury tax threshold, which is something we should all duly note. Because it means they don't want to go all in. They don't want to have to pay a luxury tax. You're right. So some of the other names that were available, it means by default they were automatically out because they would go into that luxury tax.
If other teams were saying, you don't have to give us any money, we're going to give you lesser prospects.
Yeah.
Right? Or, you're going to give us, no money, less prospects.
So money was the driving force in any move that they were going to make.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that is a bummer.
Yep. All right. Well, the good news is we still have a top 5 at 5, Jack Fritz. Hit it.
So I don't know if you guys were following along my Twitter feed this morning, but I got a flat tire on my way to work today.
Oh, bummer.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
So I was coming down 322. And I hit some. As soon as I hit it, I was like, "Oh, that's definitely a flat tire." I hope that's not the case. And then I got a 95, and my car started wobbling. And I was like, "I probably have a flat tire."
So you were on 95 with a flat tire.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
And your first instinct is to tweet about it, right?
Yeah. After I got off to the side of the road, very fast. Yeah. So,
Jack. Yes. Did you? No, I didn't see this on your feed. So.
Yeah.
How was the flat tire repaired? Who did it?
Well, we'll get to that in my top 5 at 5 because I'm doing the grittiest things I've ever done in my entire life. Are you ready for this?
Oh, no. Oh. I'm afraid to find out.
The grittiest 5 things that you've done it? First of all, did you do it yourself?
No, I did not.
My God.
Hold You'll on. See. I'll
hold
get
on.
To it. I'll
can we,
get
hold,
to
before
it.
Before I even hear the top 5, can we rename it? Should it be called Am I a Man? Top 5 Reasons?
Well, that's why the grid is. Yeah, it's part of that. You know,
right,
I'm trying to develop, trying to figure out that side, become more of a man.
Haven't we talked about this on the show?
Yeah. Well,
changing a flat tire?
I think we talked about it literally last week, and
yes.
I said I'd never change a tire. And
yes.
I could have used that advice today.
It's recent. Yes,
yeah.
It's recent.
So,
all right, go ahead.
The 5th grittiest thing I've ever done in my life is change my oil once on the side of a gas station when my light came on.
Oh, so you filled up the oil?
Yeah,
you put oil into it.
I don't know how to change the oil.
Whoa! Hold the wait. What is Jack? What are you doing here?
Oh, you
wait a minute.
Wait,
you said change the oil.
Sorry,
I'm thinking
misspoke.
You drained
no.
it and you changed the filter and you put you put oil in it because it was running out of oil.
Yeah, but I was cognizant enough to pull over the side of into a gas station,
Jack,
and put oil in.
Jack, when the light goes on, you don't have to immediately get oil.
I disagree.
It's not like you have a flat tire and you need to immediately attend to it.
I disagree. Oil is a car's water. I was told growing up. Got to keep it hydrated.
How were you able to locate where to put the oil immediately, or did it take a few moments?
No, I knew exactly where it was. It wasn't my first time. I had watched my dad do it in the past, so I took care of business myself this time.
He doesn't even know how to – he calls it changing the oil when he's just simply pouring oil into the –
Yeah.
All right, that's number 5, Jack.
Number 4 is when I was 12, I got hit in the mouth in Little League by a baseball and chipped my tooth, no blood.
Wow.
Yeah.
So wait, hold on.
Ball bounced up.
So the ball hitting you makes it gritty, or the fact that you didn't bleed?
Didn't bleed an ounce. That's what makes it gritty, John Johnson.
Huh.
Yeah.
He's a tough guy.
Yeah.
All right. Four, you got hit in the mouth and in baseball and you didn't bleed.
Yeah, chipped the tooth. My tooth's in half.
The tooth didn't bleed.
No. There's no blood.
No blood.
Yeah.
No blood. Okay.
Huh. Number three is what happened today. I changed my tire on the side of the highway with my dad's help.
Wait a minute. Jack, first of all, when you leave work today, please disguise yourself. Don't let people see you. Secondly, so the flat tire happened.
Yeah.
You sat there. You remarked about it on social media.
Yeah.
You didn't, like, look in the trunk about the spare
to see maybe
you could do it yourself? Did you immediately call your dad?
I immediately called my dad, yes. And they had to stop what they were doing. My mom and my dad both came, actually.
So your parents were roadside assistants for you.
Yeah.
Who's more than capable.
Well, I wanted to make sure I got to work.
Did you watch and learn?
Yeah. I did. I feel like I took a big step forward today.
So here's the question. Which tire was it?
It was
the tire facing the highway, or was it on the passenger side?
No, it was back right. It was back right.
So it wasn't even, like, because I've actually blown out a tire on the turnpike, and
it was the
driver's side front tire, to where, you know, you're not in the lane, but if someone's on their phone or something, not paying attention, you're dead.
You're pushing up against the line when you're changing that tire.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. So, yeah, my parents drove 45 minutes down, and, you know, we...
45 minutes?
Yeah, and we got the tire on, and, yeah.
Jack!
What?
Dude.
What?
Are you taking them out to a fancy dinner or something to thank them for changing
your
damn
gritty.
Tire?
What's number two, 45 Jack?
45 minutes.
Number two is I bought a house and moved all the stuff in myself. Didn't hire any movers.
Didn't hire...
Oh, my God.
No, but so... And by the way, my last move, I hired movers, but that's because I've moved everywhere in my entire life.
Not very gritty of you.
This is Jack's first house. When you have your first house, odds are you're going to do it yourself. And Jack did it. I don't know if that warrants a clap or anything, but okay.
No movers.
All right, number one.
Which leads to number one. You know, in this said house that I just bought, dug up the entire backyard and started growing my own lawn.
When you say dug up your yard, can you, like, what did you do?
So the backyard was all a bunch of wildflowers because they didn't plant any grass or anything.
Right.
So I physically dug it all up, and it was all dirt.
No, what did you use is what I'm asking.
A shovel.
You just dug up
the whole thing?
Yeah, well, listen, it's not a big backyard. I'm not money bags over here. So, but, yeah, it was a big enough backyard.
I was just trying to get a visual of you with a shovel digging up the
backyard. Yeah, I would say it's like the size, you know, it's like a quarter acre maybe.
Did you put,
Actually, that feels pretty big. I have no idea how big an acre.
So it's a small backyard. You use the shovel.
Yeah.
Did you get grass seed or did you get sod?
I got grass seed. Yeah. No.
All right, how's it working out?
It's going well. It's going really well. I would say 3/4 of it are very solid grass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know. I mean, that's hard physical labor.
That's exactly right.
That's warranted of your of the five options anyway. That's certainly the most manly of the five. I do have one question though. You know, when you do these lists each and every week, well, in particular
this one,
is your wife aware of what's on the list?
No, she's not. I usually fill her in when I get home, though.
Well, now, when you go home today and you tell her about the top five at five and this particular list, how do you think she will respond to this? Like
when she
looks back at you.
What she usually
knows.
What she usually says is, "I can't believe you said that on the radio."
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
right.
So she'll be not surprised.
Will she say something like, "I married this"?
Yes. Well, she's thought
about
Jack's, that for a
Jack's
while.
Honest,
yeah.
Jack's honest to a fault, which is good
when
you're on the radio.
Yeah.
All right, can we get an instant reaction to Jack? Jack, you didn't even attempt to change the tire by yourself. Why?
Well, I wanted to make sure I got to work. I didn't want to, like, it to fall
Jack,
off.
Jack,
and then,
why? But hang on. You know me. I am not mechanically inclined. I can't
I
fix
disagree.
Anything.
I disagree. I saw you fill a tire once.
You did, yes. I filled a tire with air.
In a tire.
Yes.
That makes you, okay.
Right. So he's funny, right? I struggle to hang blinds. You're a contractor. I can barely hang a picture. I can do manual labor.
It's not for everybody. I get it. But a flat tire is a little
different.
It's something that everybody learns to do themselves.
You take the tire off, you put the donut on, and you go. You don't need skill. Like, Jackie, I mean, it's embarrassing that you wouldn't even try to do it yourself.
Why is it embarrassing?
Was it
done it before?
You didn't try.
Of course I didn't try. I'm not trying to die on my
YouTube.
Way to work.
YouTube.
Oh, I'm going to YouTube it over over getting my dad down there to help me.
Yes, making your dad come 45 minutes out of his way. Yes.
45 minutes. Was it almost now when?
What would you have done? What did you have done back when I blew out tires and there was no cell phones, Jack? Well, then what do? You try to figure it out yourself?
I would have tried to figure it out myself, yes. But if I have the resource here in the time being, I'm going to use it.
Why don't you call the roadside assistance?
Well, don't because they don't help me. I mean, they help you, right? But, like, I wanted to try to learn for myself.
He wanted it free. That's what happened.
Well, that's true.
Now, when your parents came and your father – well, hold on a minute. Did your mom watch? You didn't have your mom, like, physically help do this, did you?
No, she was sitting in the car watching
Your
this.
Mother was in the car?
Well, they were going to go pick up something together, and I called them on their way. They canceled their
appointment. So you got a flat tire, and mommy and daddy came down to fix
I know you got
tire.
Plans, but can you drive 45 minutes the other way?
Yeah, no, it was actually the exact opposite direction, too.
Yep. Oh, my God. Now, at the very least, was it almost like a hard labor fantasy camp where, like, your dad's like, here, take the lug nut, put it
on
here.
Oh, yeah, no, he didn't do it himself. I was an active participant. Did you see the photo I put on Twitter? You saw my hands.
I have to look at it.
Could you change a tire now?
Probably not, no. But I feel pretty good about it.
Is that the dirtiest your hands have ever been, Jack?
Yes, I would say so. Yeah, that was shockingly dirty, but I have pulled weeds before, so maybe that would be in there.
All right, well, Jack, answer the phones and put people on.
215-592-9494.
Jack made his mom and his dad come change the tire for him.
Listen, John, there are times, you know, when we grow up that we don't know right from wrong, what to do, what not to do. But at a certain point, you say, no, I'm going to do this myself. I'll try, and if I can't, I'll give somebody a call. That terrifies me.
The truth of the matter is, and this is true, I was on the turnpike headed to Penn State, and it was one of these things where you're like, and my car back then didn't have a fancy dancy, hey, your PSI is down to 28.
Sure,
like,
you found out the hard way.
Found out the hard way, which is dun, 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 dun. And I'm on the turnpike changing this tire. I didn't have the option to call my parents.
Right.
Right? There was no cell phone. I didn't have the option of doing it. Given the option of doing it, which is what everybody now has, who knows what I would have done back then. You know what I had to do? I had to freaking figure it out.
Yeah.
And actually, that wasn't the first time I changed the tire anyway. But the first time you change the tire, you have to figure it out. But I didn't have the option to call mom or dad to come save me. Jack Fritz did, and he's always had the option to be saved.
You know, I like Jack, but we got to – I mean, can there be – you know what he's got to do? He's got to come to work with me for a couple weeks. He's going to come back a man.
Yeah.
A couple weeks or a day.
No, he won't. Well, he's got to last a day first, and then we'll go from there.
Listen, I can grit it up. How do you not see that list and think, wow, that guy really is gritty?
Changed the oil in his car. What he meant was added oil to it.
Added oil.
Susie, yeah, by myself, though.
Susie and Media, what's your reaction, Suze?
Jack, I can't. I feel bad because what the hell? Listen, I was on the Schuylkill Expressway once, and it was dusk. And I was young, and I was cute, and I was in heels and a dress. And I got a flat tire. On the outside, it was the driver's side front tire.
It's the worst.
I changed the tire in my heels, in my dress. No one stopped to help me. No one, okay? You just have to know how to change a flat tire. I mean, after that, I got, my AAA membership and all that kind of stuff. But that's what Jack needs. Jack just needs AAA. Not double parents.
Yeah, but you know what, Susie? I believe, because, like for instance, my insurance, and thank you, Susie, my insurance carrier has roadside assistance. So I can call them.
It's included.
Sure. Like State Farm has it. So and even with my car, Toyota has roadside assistance. So I don't need AAA. I can call any one of those two if I needed somebody to change my tire, right? And in some cases, like if I'm on the side of the Schuylkill Expressway, that's dicey.
No. Listen,
and that's where I may call the auto club.
I'll defend Jack with this. If you're on a highway and this happens, and you have the option of AAA versus, you could make the case risking your life because of the way some people drive. I would prefer AAA as opposed to risking my life. But, Jack, if as John pointed out, if you were to leave here today and just pull around the corner from where we're at 24th and Market, and you're on Market Street, and you hear bump, 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 and you're on the side of Market, and you have a flat tire, would you try to change it yourself before making a phone call?
I would.
Now
yes.
You would.
Yes, I would.
All right.
Well, now you have enough fundamentals of the. Do you have a donut in your car too, right now?
I don't know. My.
Was the tire smaller?
No, this is going to make it sound worse. My parents drove my car home. I took my dad's car, and they went to get the tires changed for me.
Oh my God.
What?
Jack. Change your name. Great parents. Disappear for a year.
John, here's the thing. That's what parents do these days. That's what they do. Jack doesn't know any better. Like, and honestly, like my parents would offer to do the same thing. Right? Like, that's just how people are in 2021. It's not like, all right, son, we put the donut on your car. See ya.
Yeah, but I don't
go
get
Go drive
it.
95, right? Like, he's on a donut on 95. It's probably not safe.
But here's what I don't get. How do you guys just know how to do this stuff? Like, you know, I mean, I'm 27. I'm not perfectly the oldest person in the world. Like, you guys just assume that at 25, you're like, I can change a tire. I can walk up the hill
Jack,
both ways,
I have,
you know?
Jack, I have no skills in build. I can't build anything. I'm telling you, it's embarrassing. My wife has to fix everything in the house, has to do stuff.
I
can change a tire.
Jack, I thought when you first were telling the story that before calling your parents, you would have, like, you know, maybe pulled up a YouTube video on how to change a tire, looked in the trunk for the spare and the jack, and
I did locate the spare.
Okay, Jack, it's usually, like, everything, since you've never done this, I guarantee you, the jack and everything was right there, right? I mean, you have the...
It's right underneath.
It's
in the trunk.
It's right there. So yeah. All you have to... I mean, you not know what a jack is? Your name is Jack.
Yeah,
John.
What would I do with that? I wouldn't know how to get the car up in the air.
You know what, though? You're right.
Now I will say this. I'm not one to rip the listeners to this radio station.
Yeah.
Far be it for me to do that. But I was wearing a WIP shirt, and I didn't get one honk. No one stopped. You know, I expected more from the listeners of this.
Someone should have helped you out before your parents,
like,
had to come and save you.
Exactly. I thought, there's the
WIP. Did you check on your parents that they didn't?
I haven't heard from them in a little while.
All right. Well, why don't you text them and make sure that they didn't get into an accident driving on your
Well, I hope they got
your
donut. I hope they at least got my tire fixed.
Do you need it dropped off at your house, too?
Oh, my God.
No, I was going to stop by on my way home.
Zach from Mount Laurel. Zach, how are you?
Jack. I wanted to come on here to rib you a little bit and then try to defend you. That's not happening anymore. That's not happening anymore. Because you made your parents drive your car.
Oh,
so,
about being efficient.
With that said, I will say I'm 25. I certainly don't know all of life's skills. I'm an Uber driver. I know how to change my tire. I know how to change my oil. I know how to change my brakes. Changing a tire, you need to know when you start driving.
I don't
Man,
care.
You could do brakes.
Essential skill of life. Brakes, not so much. But I know how to change it because I've had to change them so often. But changing a tire, that's something you know.
It should be a fundamental. Should be a fundamental when you're learning to drive. And I'm not blaming your father for this, but this should be one of the fundamentals. That's like, okay. Like, you need to change the tire in case they, like, but John, it also still a problem. You always have the cell phone to bail you out.
Yeah, well, how about Jack, moving forward? I understand, you know, this was the first time, and it's very embarrassing and all. But moving forward, if this happens, will you try to do it yourself first?
Tom.
Oh, sorry, I was on the phone. What did you say?
I said, I know this was embarrassing and all, but moving forward, will you try to do it yourself first before calling somebody?
I guess I should probably start doing that. But it's going to be
now
tough
you
for
actually
me.
Have yeah. an idea. Al
well,
in North
I have an idea. Yeah, yeah.
Al in North Carolina says there's instructions or there's the owner manual. Owner's manual.
It's in the owner's manual. Yeah.
Tom in Downingtown. What do you want, Tom?
Oh man, Johnny Marks, you're brutal, man. You got to lighten up on the kid.
What am I saying?
Basically, he calls his dad up, and they're so glad he has a job. He's supporting his family. He's got a house.
Exactly
and
right.
It's like, we better get out there and change that tire before he moves back. You know, it's real simple. Yeah. You know what? Real quick, guys. One of the fondest times, you know, one of the things I remember about my dad, it wasn't a tire. I dropped a muffler. I drove at night in Jersey right into a curb. And I'll tell you what, my dad was always there for me. Now, in January of probably 1982 or something, I'm repairing that damaged wheel and bent rim and bent frame of a car with a come-along, and he's got a torch underneath the car, and we had to expand the frame again.
Yeah, Jack's actually, we got to go. Jack's doing that when he gets back to his parents' house tonight with the torch. Gaida Door and Window, their big sale going on right now, 40% off all windows and doors, 877-GO-GAIDA, or visit goguida.com. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. The best in-game experience is at Chickies and Pete's before the game, during the game, after the game. Click chickiesandpete's.com for details. Your phone calls coming up next. We'll recap all the lot of stuff going on today, John Johnson.
Yeah.
In the world of sports.
I feel like
there's
everything
a lot going on, sure.
I feel like everything falls a distant second now.
I feel like we should have led with this, Jack Fritz.
I feel like I should send Jill, right? That's your wife?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes, Jack and Jill.
Can we get together and send her like a sympathy card?
Yeah, many people say that.
The good thing about it is...
Did you at least see the photo on Twitter to see how gritty I looked?
We did.
I saw your hands, yes. They were...
Dirty.
Anytime you grab a used tire, that's what happens to your hands.
Yep. He'll be roofing before we know it, John Johnson.
I don't think you mean that. Oh, never mind.
We're live at Chickies. We have the text line and your phone calls coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.